In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Glory to Jesus Christ.
Glory to God forever.
So what a beautiful season, Advent. The church getting more and more adorned. You know, red vestments, our Advent melodies and hymns and carols, working the way from your ear down into your heart. And then nature and creation get in on the celebration. You know, evergreens stand out so boldly this time of year, reminding us of eternal life. The long nights and the low humidity allow the stars in the heavens to declare the glory of God all the more. And throw in a foot of fresh snow, and our hearts can't help but be turned toward the Creator. So something I'd like you to think about, or rather maybe a few questions I have for you about Advent, this beautiful season in which we prepare for the coming, the birth of the Son of God. Is the Advent season, is it about ancient times? Is it about sometime in the future? Or is it about today? Is Advent about something that's already happened? Something that's going to happen someday, or something that's happening now? Is it preparing or is it remembering? Is it the yearning for God to finally come? Is it a celebration that he has already come? Or is it the peace that he is currently here? Now, you're probably on to me by this point that it is all of the above. Advent, the whole nativity season, is past, is future, and is present. Advent is the remembrance and celebration of Christ's first coming, his birth in Bethlehem some 2,000 years ago. Advent is the anticipation of the second coming of Christ in glory at the close of the age, and our eagerness and our awe of what is yet to be. And Advent is today. It's this very hour. It's presence in the moment. It is basking in God with us right now. And today's parable, the parable of the invitations, likewise works on all three of those levels. A certain ruler gave a great feast, right? And he invited many to come. And some made excuses and would not come. Others accepted eagerly and came right away. And then still others missed the first invitations, but they were invited later, and we don't hear in the story what their answer is. We don't hear whether or not they accept these that are invited last. But we do know the banquet hall is large enough that in the end, everyone gets an invitation. And like my questions of Advent, is this parable of the invitations, is it looking back at Christ's first coming? Is it looking forward to his second coming? Or is it about this present moment? Well, again, the answer is all three. It's all three. Our parable is the story of those who either rejected or accepted Jesus when he first came. It's also the story of the conclusion of time. The conclusion of the age when every last man, woman, and child has received their final invitation, some of them accepting it eagerly and some declining with their accompanying excuses. Yet for our purposes, and dare I say for the Lord's purposes, the most important level of this parable is what Jesus is saying to you about today. Today is the most important level. It is this parable's claim on your present moment that matters most. This invitation to the great feast, you know, it's not an invitation to last week's dinner. It's not an invitation for tomorrow. It's about now. It's God inviting you today, this very hour, to join in the eternal feast now. Now, someone might ask, who would turn that down? Who would turn that down? Who would decline the invitation? Well, the thing is, this invitation, this banquet, is a claim on your whole being. This invitation, this presence with Jesus Christ, is a claim on your heart. It's a claim on your mind. It's a claim on your spirit. It's a claim on your body. It's a claim on your talents. It's a claim on your time, on your calendar. It's a claim on your agendas, your wealth, your relationships, You name it, to accept this invitation means Christ has a claim on that part of your life. And to many people, it's a terrifying thing to surrender all that to another, even when the other is Christ himself. Even though God returns what we surrender with more generosity and more grace than we can possibly imagine, possibly comprehend, it's incredibly hard to let go. We just find it hard to let go. Instead, we say, thank you just the same. I'll take care of my spouse, my land, my oxen, myself. And I think if we're honest with ourselves, we don't decline the invitation just once. We do it daily. We decline daily. We say, thank you just the same, but I've got too much on my plate, maybe tomorrow. But that's why the Savior's invitation comes today. His appeal comes now. His invitation is about you at this moment. Well, there's another aspect of your response to the invitation I'd like you to think about as well. You know, it's one thing to consider how your response impacts your life, right? It's one thing to consider how your response impacts your life from this moment forward. But consider also that your response to the invitation impacts a lot of people around you as well. You know, I'm on the mailing lists. I get newsletters from lots of churches, all kinds of churches all over the place. And I was skimming a newsletter not so long ago, and there's a paragraph of expectations for new members. So, of course, my eye was drawn to that. It said the most important expectation at this church was that, number one, was you be present. The most important thing was you be present. And it gave reasons why it's important for the person not so much for themselves to be present, but by reminding the reader how important their presence is to everyone else. And I'm like, boom, okay, that's not what I expected, but I love it. That it was about how your presence matters to everybody else. Because the church, the Lord's banquet, it's not a buffet where I just take what I like. You know, it's not online shopping where you shop for what you want to fulfill your spiritual needs and then go on your way. You know, don't confuse the church with Amazon.com. The church is a body. The church is a community. You're an arm, you're a hand, you're a foot, you're an eye. When you're not present, the body suffers. When we don't step up with our ministry and our grace, the body suffers because you have talents. You're gifted, you're inspired, you're sealed in the Holy Spirit. And whether you accept the Lord's invitation not only affects you, but it affects me, and vice versa. And that's why this newsletter so wisely put your presence as the number one expectation of its members. This parable of the invitations, this season of Advent in general, is working on many levels. It's gloriously a remembrance and celebration of Christ's first coming, and it's the anticipation of the second coming of Jesus in glory at the close of the age. But the key to this season, and therefore the key to this parable, is the today aspect, the today level, this very hour. God with us in the present moment, inviting your presence and inviting you to let him lay claim to your whole being. And of all the adornments of the Advent season, the music, the evergreens, the snow, the stars, the light, the prayers, the services, the vestments, all the adornments of the Advent season. Hopefully preeminent among them is your Savior Jesus Christ and his invitation. Because I guarantee that to Christ, the most important adornment of this season is you. Amen. Amen.